Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, 26th of October, 2007. It was on this day in 1776 that Benjamin Franklin left for an important diplomatic mission to France to gain support for the American Revolution. The colonies had not much in the way of munitions, no money to buy more, and nowhere near the manpower that was needed to win a war against Great Britain. So Franklin went off to France to get help. He was 70 years old at the time. He got a hero's welcome in Paris. Though the French government did not have a lot of money at the time, they were reluctant to help. But Franklin's idea was to play France off against Britain and Britain off against France. He let it be known to British diplomats that he was close to an alliance with France, and the British diplomats began to offer terms for ending the war. Whereupon Franklin let it be known to France that he might negotiate peace with the British. And the French, who wanted to see the British embarrassed, of course, responded by finally giving him the alliance that he wanted. There was a big signing ceremony at Versailles on March the 20th, 1778. Franklin wore a simple brown velvet suit and the spectacles that he had invented. And thanks to Franklin, France supplied all sorts of aid and troops and gunpowder. In fact, they were so generous that some historians believe that their support of the American Revolution destabilized the French economy and led to the French Revolution in 1789. It was on this day in 1900 Henry James wrote his first letter to the young Edith Wharton, who had sent him one of her short stories. He wrote back to say that he liked the story, and he also said, "Be tethered in native pastures, even if it reduces you to a backyard in New York." She took that advice. She wrote about the New York society she had grown up in, and the result was The House of Mirth, 5 years later, which was her first big success. Edith Wharton's career thrived. Henry James's dwindled, but they remained close friends for the rest of James's life. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly, entitled The Pistachio Nut. God crouches at night over a single pistachio. The vastness of the Wind River Range in Wyoming has no more grandeur than the waist of a child. Haydn tells us that we've inherited a mansion on one of the Georgia Sea Islands, then the last note burns down the courthouse and all the records. Everyone who presses down the strings with his own fingers is on his way to heaven. The pain in the fingertips goes toward healing the crimes the hands have done. Let's give up the notion that great music is a way of praising human beings. It's good to agree that one drop of ocean water holds all of Kierkegaard's prayers. When I hear the sitar give out the story of its life, I know it is telling me how to behave while kissing the dear one's feet to weep over my wasted life. Robert, this poem will soon be over, and you are like a twig trembling on the lip of the falls, like a note of music. You are about to become nothing. A poem by Robert Bly, The Pistachio Nut, from My Sentence Was a Thousand Years of Joy, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. production assistance from Katrina Chikala. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.